I believe relationship capital. So that means who you are friends with, how you have served them, how you've shown up in your network is extremely valuable. I would even beg to say that it's more valuable than actual capital cash.
Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Hello, Mommy Millionaires. I'm excited you're listening in today. Today, I want to share with you a story behind the scenes of how I got a big piece of the pie in a $22 billion industry. So I'm going to take you back to 2018 and share with you how one relationship got me a big slice of this pie. So I think it's important to preface this with, I believe relationship capital. So that means who you are friends with, how you have served them, how you've shown up in your network is extremely valuable. I would even beg to say that it's more valuable than actual capital cash. Here's why. I know from just my network marketing days how much people don't care how much you know. They care about how much you care. And I've had this drilled into my brain for decades because of my nursing career and then getting into the network marketing space. So I've always had this attitude of how can I serve somebody? When I'm having a conversation with somebody, I'm like, what do you have going on in your life right now? And how can I help you? Like, who do I know that you might need to know? Is there an investment that needs to happen? What connections need to be made? What knowledge do you need that I can help with? Those are the types of conversations I'm having on a regular basis. So my relationship capital is huge. So when I first moved down to Newport Beach in 2018, I wanted to meet with the who's who in Orange County because for me, I want to hang out with people who are moving and shaking and getting things done. And of course, I have my friends and all of that. Like I wanted the whole circle. I wanted the whole gamut. I wanted to create a new life here. And I knew nobody, so I had to get to work. And I knew if I met with business owners specifically, those were people that were moving and shaking, right? They were doing something. So I started to set up meetings, maybe going to coffee and, you know, to meet with some people, get to know them, see how I could serve them. Several coffee dates. Like I remember one of them, I met with this woman and I was like, this is no, like I can't be friends with this person. And we had just ordered water. We sat down for lunch and I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta go right now. Sorry, something came up. And I didn't tell her that what actually came up was that I didn't like her. I just left. I was like, I gotta go. Okay. So not every date went well. Okay. But some of them went extremely well. And this specific woman that I'm talking about, I actually met her because I was taking one of her Pilates classes. And I took her Pilates class. I loved it. I found out she owned other boutique fitness gyms in Newport Beach. So I was like, oh, and she had just opened up a boxing gym. And I was like, oh, I want to go there, you know? So I went and bought a membership and I kept taking her classes specifically. And I said, hey, like one day after class, I'm like, hey, I just moved into the area and I love what you have going on. I've built an entire business off of just selling on social media. And I know you, it looks like you're just getting started on your social media pages. Would you want to go out, you know, for coffee sometime and we can kind of like discuss how I could potentially help you? And she was like, oh my gosh, yes, like I need help with that. And we went out and had coffee and had a great conversation. We've been really close friends ever since. And here's where I want to take you in. You've got to be bold. That takes boldness to walk up to somebody where you don't know anybody, right? You don't have anybody to back you up to say, hey, she knows what she's talking about. And at that point, I didn't have as many followers. I think I had like 7,000 followers on Instagram. I had, you know, 5,000 followers on Facebook. Like I didn't have a huge following, but I had built a million-dollar business through social media. And I really just had like, you know, I knew what I was talking about worked. And so I used that and pulled out the boldness inside of me. And I went straight in for, how can I help you? And like when I sat down with her, I wasn't thinking I was going to pitch her my services. That's not what I was doing. I literally just wanted to serve her in that moment because I wanted to, you know, I did have an agenda. I wanted to establish myself in a new circle. And I was like, here's what I bring to the table. Here's one thing I bring to the table. You've got to have boldness like that. Like if you see somebody that you know you could serve, you've got to tell them how you can serve them. Most people are scared to ask for help. Most people don't realize, like even if they're great business owners, some of them aren't going to like be telling people what their weaknesses are. But I had studied them for a little bit and I'm like, gosh, like they're weak on social. I need to go have a conversation with them and just like give them a couple tips on what I would do. They have completely blown up. She hired me after that to help the sales team and to just build up a community. And it was amazing, amazing, amazing. And then she was looking for investors last year. And I'm like, well, duh, I believe so much in what you're doing. I want to be a part of the boutique fitness space. This is how I'm going to do it. So I became an investor and I'm so pumped because it's rapidly growing. And that is a $22 billion industry, boutique fitness gyms. And so it's so exciting. Like I get so excited. It's a long-term play because it's going to take 3 to 5 years for that money to mature and, you know, for me to get my return on investment. But just being an investor, okay? I've already met other investors and we're having conversations about other business dealings, okay? Because that's what happens. You've got to pay to get in front of people that you know you can learn from. And, you know, you've got to pay to get into those rooms, period. I paid as an investor to get around other investors because those are like-minded people. They realize they want to make money work for them. They don't want to be working the rest of their lives. They want to, you know, have impact. They want to have more time. They want to have quality time with the ones they love. Those are my types of people, our investors. So it all started with a bold conversation 5 years ago, where I just went in with, how can I serve you? And once we met up, it was a lot of me just like getting to know them and just being a people person and saying like, gosh, like, what do you have going on? What are your goals in your life? And then offering some advice on some things that she was struggling with. And that right there is so powerful to people because at that meeting, I wasn't asking for anything. I wasn't asking for a job. I wasn't asking for her help. I wasn't asking to pick her brain. It was a pure value dump on my part, right? Like all I did was give, 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 give. And guess what? Then she leaves that meeting and she goes, oh my gosh, I need to connect you with this person. I need to connect you with that person. And I had just moved. I was 3 months into living in Newport Beach. And all of a sudden, I was connected with huge power players in Orange County because of that one coffee conversation I had, pouring value. And you have to be a person of substance, okay? Be a person that adds value. Your value could be just that you're an encourager. You know, like if you sat there and just encouraged and found out what people's goals are and gave, gave, gave in that way and like spoke life over people. That's how I gave 10 years ago. I didn't know much about marketing. I didn't know much about copywriting, about sales. Like all of that kind of came a little natural to me. I didn't realize I had been doing it my whole life, right? But as I invested in myself. I've been through so many courses, so many seminars, hired so many coaches, read hundreds and hundreds of books, listened to hundreds of hours of podcasts, watched hundreds of hours of courses when it comes to real estate, sales, marketing. I mean, I have an extreme amount of intellectual property. I've put in the hours, I've put in the work. So I bring a lot to the table. That's why people ask me all the time, Kayla, can I pick your brain? No, sorry, you can't. Not going to happen. I take care of this thing. I don't want anybody picking at it. But I know when I go and have coffee with somebody, when I say, I want to help you, I know I'm going to bring the good out. I'm going to help somebody see a new perspective. And it's going to be a powerful moment. Their whole entire life could change by spending 15 to 20 minutes with me. Period. End of story. Because of how I have invested in myself. And if you're like, oh, I want to have that, start. I mean, podcasts are free. All it takes is a time investment at that point. There are so many free seminars you could go to. You know, my friend Marshall Silver, he was on the podcast 4 years ago and he gave out a free seminar in Vegas and several of you listeners went. Some of you became hypnosis people after that, right? And started a whole business because you went to a free event that one of my, you know, people was having. How cool is that? But those happen all the time. There's live seminars everywhere. Again, it takes a time investment. When Mommy Millionaire Live came out in 2019, I gave out free tickets. Because I know when people get in the room, they're probably going to eventually buy something or I'm going to make a good connection. So here is what I want you to take away. Okay. It's really important. You're worthy. You're worthy of your next level. But it doesn't come without sacrificing some time, right? Investing your time in the things that matter that are going to pull you forward towards what you want. And it's also going to take a financial investment from you. Because anytime you're not doing something, you're paying for it in some way. If I'm late to get podcasts out, I'm paying for it, right? Because I spent my time doing something else. And lately it's been with the kids because they were on break for a while, right? And it made me go, oh my gosh, I'm so off routine. But I paid for it in that way. Was it worth it? Absolutely. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. I wanted to spend more time with my babies. You cannot go up without giving up something. And I am now a part of that industry that I always wanted to be a part of, right? The boutique fitness industry, because of one conversation I had and I kept to nurturing, and gave in that relationship. And I still gave in order to get in. I had to give money, right? I had to give my time. I had to give my money. And here's what happens. People don't realize there's private placement deals like this that happen all the time. And people make their money before things go public. Okay. So all the money for this deal will be made before the world knows about it, period. That's what happens. And so you need to know the right people to get in on these deals. And that's what I learned 5 years ago when I made my first investment into artificial intelligence. And it was from a relationship. I mean, I could do so many podcasts on every relationship deal I've had that has gone into some type of investment opportunity that has changed my family's life. But again, I had to pay to get in that room. I had to pay with my pride to just even ask this person to go to coffee with me. Because I'm like, she could have told me no. She'd be like, no, I don't know you from Adam. Like, no, I'm not going out to coffee with you. But something inside of her said, yeah, you know what? I'll take you on that. Let's go to coffee. And it ended up being fantastic. And then I gave of my time, right? I gave of my money. You guys, nobody is coming to save you. Nobody's going to come and just be like, hey, it's your time to win. It's your time to become an investor. It's your time to take part of this $22 billion industry. Hello, wake up, sister. Nobody's coming to your door to tell you that. You've got to start knocking. You've got to start knocking on the door and saying, knock, knock, who's there? It's Kayla. And I heard you got some of my money. Hey, what investment opportunity do you have for me? How can I help you? Right? Knock, knock, who's there? Start playing the game of life. And I look at this game of life like I am here to only win. I didn't come here to suffer and barely get by and be around a bunch of people that just want to get by. No, I came here to play the game of life with a bunch of winners where we are winning all day, every day, period. Does that mean everything goes right? No, But it means that we have that mentality of winning. So when something doesn't go right, we just say, okay, what's the next step to fix this? How do we get back on track, headed to where we want to go? And it gets me so excited for you because it starts first with boldness, figuring out who you need to talk to. Who can you help right now? Who can you add value to right now? And how can you nurture more relationships in your life? Because who knows, maybe in 5 years, you're sitting pretty like me because of you nurturing relationships, asking people how you can help them, serving them at a high capacity. And then when an opportunity is available, they tell you about it before they tell 10 other people. And you get the slice of that pie. That's how it works. Add value to people's lives every single day. Don't hold back what you have inside of that beautiful brain of yours. The world needs it. So thank you so much for listening in. I hope you loved this little behind the scenes episode of how I got my hands into that boutique fitness industry. And I get excited for you. Start having conversations. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.